Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, the one place where Nevada comes to talk. Some programming broadcast on the Nevada Talk Network is pre-recorded in whole or in part for later playback by electronic transcription. Your feedback is always welcome by emailing nevadatalknet@gmail.com or at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. Thanks for listening to this radio station, the one place where Nevada comes to talk.
Play Up Athletics, your college recruiting specialist in Reno, remind us to thank our doctors, nurses, and first responders for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery while they work tirelessly around the clock. These men and women are willing to put their lives on the line for us with little or no thanks. They're the backbone of our country who deserve our admiration. So keep those who keep you safe in our thoughts and prayers. Play Up Athletics, your college recruiting specialist in Reno, supporting our first responders because when we call, they answer.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
I'm prepared to say that I have a record of over 40 years.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, will join us at the top of the next hour. Good to have you with us. At this hour, Governor Andrew Cuomo is not giving a press briefing in Albany or New York City or Rochester. He is at the White House meeting with the President of the United States. How appropriate that we have David Zier standing by. He's a real estate executive and the host of Breaking Point on America's Voice News. You have followed and you live under the edicts of Governor Andrew Cuomo. And I've got to ask you, the policies have been very inconsistent. They're letting various regions of New York come back online, so to speak. Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen from this governor, the daily news conferences, the draconian policies? Can you talk a little bit about what you've seen firsthand?
This is an SOS to President Trump. We need him to override Governor Cuomo and open this economy up now. We can't dribble in a phase one opening with 25% capacity in restaurants. They can't survive unless they're 70 to 100% full. New York is the 10th largest economy in the world, and Long Island alone in Nassau and Suffolk County is in the top 50 with $182 billion a year in trade. Our restaurants alone are going to lose $8 to $10 billion just this year. There's hypocritical policies. In my commercial real estate business, you can't show a building, but you can have 800 people in Walmart. You can't go into a small store. You can have your dog groomed, but you can't go get a haircut. These policies have been contradictory from day one. In construction, we have not been able to do solar installs, roofing, sheathing, siding, masonry work, landscaping. You know, it's doing a hardscape on a house. You know, we are going out of business here. Our economy has been decimated. Today is the first day we're allowed to do outside construction, and it's too late. It's 3 months too late. You know, there were only 100 new cases on Long Island. There were only 79 new cases in Manhattan yesterday out of 1.6 million people. And there were only a few hundred cases out of 8.5 million people in the five boroughs of New York City. It is time to reopen. These people cannot survive.
David, who's advising Governor Cuomo? Or is this all from his brain? Where is he getting this stuff? And in particular, the inconsistency of it.
Well, because he's never understood small business, and we're in the silent minority. A quarter to one-third of Long Island's workforce out of a million people in the workforce, like 300,000 work for the government, and the rest are sitting home on unemployment. So everybody's fat and happy. You know, the teachers are home. Everybody's still getting paid. But the people who create the commercial ratables and drive the economy, you know, 6 months from now, we're going to see the effect, and we're all going to be crying. Oh, we got to raise your taxes. Oh, we got to raise your park fees. Oh, yeah. And last year, before the COVID, 67,000 New Yorkers alone went to just Florida alone. We've lost a million net people over 10 years. This governor has never listened to us. He's never listened to Long Island. We pay 25% of the state's taxes. We only get 12% back in funding. New York businesses are going to die. There's 27,000 restaurants New York City. There's 4,000 restaurants on Long Island with 110,000 people out of work. These people cannot make it any longer. They are not even going to reopen during phase one because it doesn't even pay to turn your lights on with 25% occupancy. You know, I think they listened a little bit on the construction side, but it's too late. It's too little, too late. And we are going to be in terrible economic shape.
And David, you know what's amazing? Here in Nevada, we've kept construction sites open. They're building a new NFL stadium for the Raiders, Allegiant Stadium. They've been working right through this pandemic, keeping thousands of people employed with good paying jobs. Yet your governor said no. What was the rationale to the building trades? And those are some pretty powerful lobbyists.
It's been totally in Albany. Hypocritical. It's been totally hypocritical. By the way, a Coney Island pina colada stand last year did $13,000 on Memorial Day last year. They did $150 yesterday to tell you how bad it is. But with construction, the problem is that Cuomo only cares about prevailing wage and the big unions. If you're an affordable job with 20% affordable units, or you are building senior housing, you are allowed to stay open with 100 guys on a job site this whole time. If you have a house, whether it's 2,000 feet or 8,000 feet, or you're building a commercial building, you are only allowed to have one person for the last 2.5 months on that job site. But again, if you're a subsidized builder and you go prevailing wage to satisfy the union, you are allowed to have 100, 200 guys on a job site. The policy has been inconsistent. He only cares about government workers. He doesn't give a crap about business owners in New York State.
So how do you come back from this? And I'm gonna use the restaurants kind of as the fulcrum for the argument. You know, the restaurants operate by and large, I've been told, at least out here, on about a 4 to 5 percent profit margin. You force them to operate at 25%, they'll all be dead in 3 months.
It's really critical that they're allowed to open immediately. Florida, Georgia, and Texas have like 55 million people between them. There were less than 100 people who died between all three states. Their rates of death are going down. They've been stabilized. If you go to Florida, the restaurants are packed and nobody's wearing a mask except the servers. You know, there is a lie being told out there. And I know we had a 7-week spike, but the funeral home directors tell me firsthand, just like they told Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, 7 funeral home directors in New York State, that all the deaths are being labeled COVID. They're overestimated, in my assessment, maybe 20, 30%. And then Cuomo killed 5,000 seniors by sending them back to nursing homes while the USS Comfort sat in New York Harbor and the Javits Center had 4,000 beds available between the two. And he sent them back to nursing homes to infect everyone else and die. So when we say we have 22,000 deaths, it probably should have been about 13,000. And, you know, we are over this. We are over this. We are done. We can't sustain anymore. So these businesses, the answer is they have to open en masse. They have to open en masse through a coordinated effort. Because if you open individually piecemeal, they're going to shut off your water. They're going to take away your liquor license. They're going to destroy your business. And they're going to use a fascist hardline rule.
David Zier joining us, real estate executive, the host of Breaking Point on America's Voice News, and we're talking about the state of New York. 19 million people last time I checked. And David, I got to ask you, why haven't some of those 19 million people taken to the streets a la Michigan and Wisconsin and different places like that. And even here in Nevada, we've had people take to the streets. Why haven't they rebelled against this governor?
Because New Yorkers in the city, you know, they're trustafarians. They made billions and billions of dollars off of Wall Street and the Trump economy. They did well. They're sitting back on their laurels. They're not coming out and defending the small business owner. The small business owners, whether you're in light manufacturing or industrial distribution or you're an electrician, you know, we're trying to save our family. So a few of them show up to the rallies, but the majority of the New York population doesn't really work. They don't really work the way that a small business owner does, not knowing day to day. They're not rugged individualists. They're caught up in this whole thing. You know, we have to say, you know, you can't have one death. And, you know, we lose 1.8 million people a year due to stroke, heart attacks, and cancer. People aren't getting biopsies. People aren't getting strokes. 40% of our hospitals are empty here. You know, there are going to be a lot more people dead, like that Stanford study said, than millions of years of death compared to the COVID deaths, especially in New York. And, you know, people don't come out in mass here. And it's very, very sad. And we are frogs boiling in the pot. And, you know, other people have to come out and support the small businesses. Everything's just like, let's watch a concert on TV and we're going to be okay. I'm on unemployment until July 31st. They don't understand that in September and October, like Suffolk County already has a $350 million deficit. They're going to raise your taxes. They're going to raise your parking. They're going to use the COVID job site implementation and the fines like they did with the red light cameras to stash their coffers with more money, and where our civil liberties are going to be destroyed. And unfortunately, I'm very upset to report that, you know, when we have rallies and protests, we've had seven in the last 2 or 3 weeks. They've been really good. People are supercharged, but there's 500 to 1,000 people. We need 30,000 people to come out and say enough is enough to the governor. Because, you know, we're phasing in slowly. It's not fast enough. These restaurants need to be at 75 to 100% capacity within a month, or they're all going to go. We're going to lose 30 to 50% of our small business here in Long Island if we go by the rules that are set in place. And we feel like we're making some progress, and it's just really terrible. And we all know what this is about. They're shaking down Trump. They want $60 billion in New York State, you know, and Washington shouldn't have to bail out an irresponsible state that gives free college to illegal aliens and that has this social economic, you know, system that is just impossible to sustain. And once again, the taxpayers get it. And I just want to let you know that like 40% of Wall Street is already gone from New York. They've gone to Tennessee. They've gone to Palm Beach Island. Their backup servants are out of state. New York City is going to get crushed. And that's my prediction. And it's going to get crushed.
And that is sad. David Zier, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out what you're doing at America's Voice News, how do they do it? How do they find you?
Well, you can watch Breaking Point on America's Voice News. We're channel 219 on Dish on Saturdays. You can follow me online. And we're just screaming from the rooftops. We're trying to save our families and our businesses. A lot more people are going to die than die from COVID if we don't get this right now.
David, keep fighting the good fight, my friend. We'll have you on again.
Thank you so much, Kevin.
David Zier, real estate executive and the host of Breaking Point on America's Voice News. Stick around, more to do as we continue. Governor Cuomo is in D.C. with the president. We'll talk about that more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me. You will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
For the United States Senate, look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Busy. I'm so
gotta love that. Gotta love that. I want to go very quickly to a clip from last night's bizarre news conference. We'll give you the backstory on the backside of this, but I want you to listen to the governor taking questions last night in Carson City.
To be totally honest with you, I woke up this morning excited to roll out phase two for residents in Nevada, and my team and the LEAP team and everybody put a lot of effort into this, and nothing today seemed to go real well for me. So then I got back to Carson City and found out that I potentially was exposed to the virus and had to take that into account. So now my team is all separated and quarantined and isolated, and we're doing the best we possibly can with the social media and the technology here. So I'd be happy to take some questions from you. We send everybody the remarks. Hopefully you got them. I'd like to have delivered them live, but that wasn't to be today. So I'm happy to take some questions. So just go ahead.
We were looking at, you know, the different businesses that can reopen during phase two, including movie theaters and malls. In terms of the social distancing inside, we're seeing basically 50% capacity inside. I guess what other kind of rules or guidance are you giving for those kind of indoor spaces that will reopen in phase two?
Well, we're looking certainly for the 6-foot distance separation. Businesses are encouraged to encourage the patrons to wear face covering and, you know, not have just congregating to keep people moving along, get them doing their business, enjoy themselves, help our economy, and be safe.
You don't include the church or the place of worship. What about the church in this case?
Yeah, churches were included in phase two. We've tried to work with the faith community. Churches will have a maximum of 50 people per service or per event that they have there, and we'll go from there. But they will be limited to 50 people and still maintain social distancing and social protocols.
So they can open in this space?
They can open with 50 people maximum and exercising social distancing and other social protocols, yes.
I wanted to ask about, while we're seeing the rate of test positivity go down, and especially as we've hit those record numbers of tests, we're still seeing kind of a not insignificant number of positives being reported every day. Washoe comes to mind. They're at a record level of active cases right now. Are you concerned that we're still finding a rather, you know, high number of positives here?
Well, I am concerned, Michelle, and I think, you know, they've identified through some of the tracing in Washoe, some of these went back to some Mother's Day events and Cinco de Mayo parties that were held, and there was some spreading at those events. I expect to see more numbers as we do more testing. I mean, if you look back, Michelle, I don't know, 3-4 weeks ago, we were doing 800, 900 tests a day. We did 9,000 tests yesterday. So clearly you're going to get some positives as a result of doing that many tests. The percentage has gone way down of our positivity. It's down at 6.5% now. It was over 12. So to bring that down takes a significant number. But, yes, clearly the positives are a concern of mine. That's why tracing is so extremely important. People need to understand it. I know I got some criticism for having going into quarantine myself today and going to get tests, because if you, and I got to make a plea here, if you know somebody who tested positive, go get a test. If you know somebody who works with somebody who tested positive, go get a test. If your next door neighbor tested positive, go get a test. If your next door neighbor's family tested positive, go get a test. The test is painless. It takes maybe 30 seconds, and that's the only way we're going to be able to stop the spread of the virus. Is everybody that potentially could be exposed to remove yourself from that equation by isolating yourself, by quarantining yourself, and getting a test. That's what we're going to have to do to drive these numbers down.
That is the governor, and we don't have any word yet. We'll be checking throughout the morning to see if his test was positive or negative. But he's expecting those results sometime this morning. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More from the governor. In particular, announcing the opening of casinos. Yeah, beginning on June 4. Yeah, so stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us, our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy, our right to own firearms, our right to trial by jury,
our right to be free, to live our own lives without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Florida later today to witness something America hasn't seen in nearly a decade, as two American astronauts will launch to the International Space Station, weather permitting, from U.S. soil. For the first time since 2011, they'll be in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule sent into orbit by a Falcon 9 rocket from a NASA launch pad at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX founder Elon Musk says it does weigh heavily on him that this will be the first SpaceX mission involving human lives.
You know, I was asking them just a few hours ago, it's like, you guys feel good about this? Is there anything you want us to do? And, man, they're cool as a cucumber. I mean, they're just like nerves of steel.
Musk was speaking there on CBS's This Morning. Nevada casinos will be able to reopen on the 4th of June, with card tables and slot machines having to be behind plexiglass barriers. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
The third time is a charm for NASCAR's most popular driver. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
The 1993 Cup Series season had more than its fair share of twists and turns.
Checkered flags waving. I look in my mirror, and here's Earnhardt right on my tail, and he goes down low to pass me. And I said, oh, no, you don't.
As Wallace spins, Wallace's car goes on its nose.
Hear stories that you've never heard before in a 10-part series called The 1993 Season.
And Davey was behind me, and we came off the corner, and there's a guy standing in the middle of the racetrack.
You can download it for free on iTunes and at MRN.com right now.
Hey there, it's Hall of Fame driver Rusty Wallace for Blue Emu. After spending nearly a quarter of a century in a race car, I know what it means to be banged up and bruised up.
As Wallace spins, Wallace...
That's why I reach for Blue Emu products to support my muscles and joints. Blue Emu is known for quality and innovation, and Blue Emu is one of the few muscle and joint brands that is 100% owned, distributed, and manufactured in the USA. For Hall of Fame relief, reach for Blue Emu. Works fast, and you won't stink.
The official pain relief cream of NASCAR.
After falling short last Wednesday night in Darlington and in Sunday's Coca-Cola 600, NASCAR Cup Series most popular driver Chase Elliott raced in last night's Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series race at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. Elliott was able to hold off Kyle Busch and Zane Smith at the finish to claim his third career Truck Series win.
I was just trying to manage the gap a little bit and hope he would burn it up, you know, and the air would play to my advantage.
And racing continues tonight in Charlotte with the Allsco Uniforms 500K for the NASCAR Cup Series. The top 20 finishers from Sunday's Coca-Cola 600 will be inverted for the start of tonight's race, giving William Byron the pole. See the full lineup at MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm
crazy.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Crazy.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Crazy.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. Look me over. If you like what you see, help out. If not, vote for the other guy. Give me a look, though, okay?
Crazy for thinking.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying. And I'm crazy for loving you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just keeps getting more and more bizarre. Don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, also Megan Barth, Jim Yoder will join us from the Coachella Valley. And he's kind of our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. Always, always good to know. I want to go back to Governor Sisolak. And let's go to cut six. Because he announced the opening. This was like the money shot, if you will. This is what everybody was waiting for. When are they going to open the casinos? And it turns out beginning June 4th. Here it is.
Well, you know, we worked, and I'm so proud of the work that Sheriff Sandra Douglas Morgan has done on the Gaming Control Board and her team, the control board members. And I listened to their press conference or their workshop that they had today, and most of the companies have submitted plans for their opening. I think they're very detailed. They took every precaution that's possible, and I'm hopeful that June 4th they'll start welcoming people back into their properties with some changes. And I know Chair Morgan is going to be having either a press conference or a release tomorrow to deal with rolling out the specificity of those plans, what's going to be required of the various gaming enterprises, both the restricted and the non-restricted licensees.
Okay. The governor was taking questions and took a question from a gentleman by the name of Jay Jones from the, of all newspapers, the Los Angeles Times. The LA Times. And this was Governor Sisolak looking at a possible worst-case scenario for casinos. Here it is.
With the June 4th opening, the big casino operators with whom I've spoken say that the biggest disaster that could befall them is if they reopened and then there was a huge spike. Would you concur that that would be disastrous to the state's economy? And what would be the specific steps that are being addressed? I know you said earlier the Gaming Control Board will have more information tomorrow, but what needs to be specifically addressed to avoid a spike given the opening up of casinos and the fact that patrons, for example, are not going to have to wear masks?
Well, no, there's a multitude of questions there, and let me start with as simply as I could. It would definitely be a setback if there were a spike, any type of spike. I think that the restrictions and the protocols that are put in place at the different properties are severe enough that I don't see that happening. I mean, with the testing, with the isolation for anybody that's symptomatic until they get a test back, and then if they're testing positive, they can be isolated at a property for the entire 14 days. The sanitation and the cleaning of the various issues that hopefully there won't be any spread from the surface. All of the employees will be wearing masks. The customers will be encouraged to wear masks, and hopefully they will do so. And there'll be protocols and so much as the separation. I know they had some input on wanting more people at a poker table, and we couldn't accommodate more than four people at a poker table and still have social distancing, so there won't be more than four individuals at a poker table. But I'm confident with the restrictions that are put in place by the Gaming Control Board, and by watching it quickly and carefully, we will avoid any spike or surge in our numbers. And if there is a problem, we're going to have to start pulling things back. But I don't anticipate that to be the case. I'm confident that it'll go well. And we want to prevent it, but until, clearly, the only sure thing we can do is have a vaccine. And until we have a vaccine,
We have to focus on our technology, intervening quickly if there's a problem, contact tracing, and avoiding being proactive in terms of our measures. But I'm confident Las Vegas is a safe place to come, and the visitors are going to have a great time.
Okay. That's what the governor says. That people are going to come to Las Vegas. The problem is, half of us say that we're not going to fly. So that means what? SoCal, Northern California, Arizona, New Mexico, maybe. I mean, is anybody going to come here under these circumstances? We'll find out. That's the $60 million question. That's what we've got to look at. By the way, there is a national story that is taking up a lot of airplay on cable news, and that is this ongoing battle between the president and Morning Joe. This all involves a woman who worked in Joe Scarborough's congressional office about 19 years ago. And it was just bizarre stuff. And I want you to, the woman's husband is a guy by the name of Tim Klosutis. And wrote a letter yesterday to Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, after a tweet storm over the weekend involving the president, essentially accusing Morning Joe of murder. But this is Mika Brzezinski. This is Cut 3. And this is Mika Brzezinski yesterday reading Tim Klosutis' letter to Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter.
Nearly 19 years ago, my wife, who had an undiagnosed heart condition, fell and hit her head on her desk at work. She was found dead the next morning. Her name is Lori K. Klosutis, and she was 28 years old when she died. Her passing is the single most painful thing that I have ever had to deal with in my 52 years and continues to haunt her parents and sister. I have mourned my wife every day since her passing. I've tried to honor her memory and our marriage. As her husband, I feel that one of my marital obligations is to protect her memory as I would have protected her in life. There has been a constant barrage of falsehoods, half-truths, innuendo, and conspiracy theories since the day she died. I realize that may sound like an exaggeration. Unfortunately, it is the verifiable truth. Because of this, I have struggled to move forward with my life. The frequency, intensity, ugliness, and promulgation of these horrifying lies ever increases on the internet. These conspiracy theorists, including most recently the President of the United States, continue to spread their bile and misinformation on your platform, disparaging the memory of my wife and our marriage. President Trump on Tuesday tweeted to his nearly 80 million followers alluding to the repeatedly debunked falsehood that my wife was murdered by her boss, former U.S. Representative Joe Scarborough. The son of the president followed and more directly attacked my wife by tweeting to his followers as the means of spreading this vicious lie. I'm sure you're aware of this situation because media around the world have covered it. But just in case, here it is. And here, TJ Klosutis pastes the tweets from President Donald Trump and one from his son, Donald Trump Jr. Timothy goes on, "My request is simple. Please delete these tweets. I'm a research engineer and not a lawyer, but I've reviewed all Twitter's rules and terms of service. The president's tweets that suggest that Lori was murdered without evidence and contrary to the official autopsy is a violation of Twitter's community rules and terms of service. An ordinary user like me would be banished from the platform for such a tweet, but I'm only asking that these tweets be removed. I am now angry as well as frustrated and grieved. I understand that Twitter's policies about content are designed to maintain the appearance that your hands are clean. You provide the platform and the rest is up to users. However, in certain past cases, Twitter has removed content and accounts that are inconsistent with your terms of service. I'm asking you to intervene in this instance because the President of the United States has taken something that does not belong to him. The memory of my dead wife, and perverted it for perceived political gain. I would also ask that you consider Lori's niece and two nephews who will eventually come across this filth in the future. They've never met their aunt, and it pains me to think that they would ever have to learn about her in this way. My wife deserves better. Thank you for your consideration. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Sincerely, Timothy J. Klasutis, Ph.D.
Willie. And Willie, the line here, and you know, I know all too well how much TJ has suffered and how much he's told me his family has suffered. But he, you know, he says in the letter that the president has taken something that doesn't belong to him, the memory of his dead wife, and perverted it for perceived political gain. You know, that's something that he has had to deal with for 19 years, whether it was, you know, from the far left of the internet or from Catherine Harris several years later on the internet, but are from a far left website on the internet, are from the President of the United States. And, you know, every time they spread these lies, they're hurting the family. And there are parallels that Kara Swisher talks about with Sandy Hook, the Sandy Hook truthers. And with the Seth Rich conspiracy theory, except as Kara writes, this is perhaps even worse because the lies, the conspiracy theories, the hate speech is being spread by the President of the United States.
Now just go away.
That's Morning Joe. Joe Scarborough, former Republican. I don't know what he is now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family. That's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. We make it easy for you. Stick around, more to do as we continue live. Oh, by the way, the White House has responded to Morning Joe and Mika reading that lengthy letter to Jack Dorsey, the head of Twitter. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, Call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local. Now, don't forget NASCAR Cup Series, the Charlotte 301 from Charlotte Motor Speedway, by the way. 4 o'clock for the airtime on these Nevada Talk Network stations. So make sure that you are ready for the driver start your engine thing coming up 4 o'clock this afternoon. Just a quick piece of news, and then we'll get you to Kayleigh McEnany, the president's press secretary, who fired back at Morning Joe yesterday. Derek Stevens, you know who Derek Stevens is? He is the D Las Vegas and Golden Gate co-owner, and he is beginning June 4th. He's going to reopen by giving away 1,000 round-trip flights to Las Vegas. I'm sorry, one-way flights to Las Vegas from 24 U.S. cities. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. More on that story as we move along. Okay, here's the deal. Kayleigh McEnany was battling, kind of sparring with the White House press corps, and in particular, John Carl, on the Trump Morning Joe accusations. Listen to this.
Why is the president making these unfounded allegations? I mean, this is pretty nuts, isn't it? The president's accusing somebody of possible murder. The family is pleading with the president to please stop unfounded conspiracy theories. Why is he doing it?
Well, you know, I would note that the president said this morning that this is not an original Trump thought, and it is not. In fact, 2003 on Don Imus's show, it was Don Imus and Joe Scarborough that joked about killing an intern, joked and laughed about it. So that was, I'm sure, pretty hurtful to Lori's family, and Joe Scarborough himself brought this up with Don Imus, and Joe Scarborough himself can answer it.
He's the president of the United States, and he's accusing somebody of possibly murder. I mean, this is different. He's not a private citizen. He's the president.
Yeah, and Joe Scarborough, if we want to start talking about false accusations, we have quite a few we can go through about Mika asserting.
I'm asking about the president's allegation.
And I'm replying to you and saying this morning, as recently, I believe it was this morning or yesterday, Mika accused the president of being responsible for 100,000 deaths in this country. That's incredibly irresponsible. They've dragged his family through the mud. They've made false accusations that I won't go through, that I would not say from this podium against the president of the United States, and they should be held to account for their falsehoods. Joe Scarborough should be held to account for saying people will die by taking hydroxychloroquine, never mind the millions of Americans and people across the world who take it for rheumatoid arthritis and other reasons. There are a litany of false headlines like Mika.
The president spreading a false conspiracy theory that suggests that he's responsible for murder?
I would point you back to Joe Scarborough, who laughed and joked about this item on Don Imus' show. It's Joe Scarborough that has to answer these questions.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud!
Yeah! I like that. I like that. No, I'm just telling you, Morning Joe is not a font of credibility. This is a guy that was, at one time, a staunch Republican, conservative supposedly, from the state of Florida. He was a congressman. And then all of a sudden, MSNBC waved a couple of million dollars a year at him, and he turned into a liberal.
Pow, pow, pow!
Yeah. Oh, by the way, did you see this? No, this is getting better and better. The Nevada GOP is calling for an investigation into alleged illegal contribution to Governor Sisolak's campaign. It was Politico that actually discovered this, alleging that a California marijuana executive may have made an illegal, quote, straw man, unquote, donation to Governor Sisolak's 2018 campaign. Adam Bierman, the former CEO of MedMen, a legal marijuana company in California, is alleged to have associates of his contribute to Steve Sisolak's campaign for governor in 2018.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. James Parker, the former chief financial officer of MedMen, filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court alleging that the founder of the company, Adam Bierman, who had maxed out to Sisolak's campaign, urged Andrew Modlin, a co-founder of MedMen, and Parker to contribute to the campaign. Yeah. We have not heard the end of this. Now, obviously, the governor is waiting to see if he has tested positive for COVID-19. There's all kinds of stuff swirling around him. The reopening of the state on June 4th for the casinos. And by Friday, for a lot of other stuff. Churches opening, things like that. We will get to that as we move along on this Wednesday. Don't forget Chuck Booth, the president of Citizen Outreach. What was his impression of what happened last night? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.